Now a story about how life has changed for better and worse in Iraq. When Saddam Hussein was in power, Iraqis weren't allowed to have mobile phones. Most never watched satellite television, and internet cafes were monitored by the government. The U.S. invasion prompted a rush for technology. Iraqis eagerly snapped up mobile phones, and there's barely a house now without a satellite dish perched on the roof. But Iraqis have learned that there's a downside to this technological leap. Whereas mobile phones once brought constant reassurance and communication, now they often bring threats of terror and death. NPR's Jamie Tarabay has this story from Baghdad.
Iraqis are obsessed with their mobile phones. They download all sorts of ringtones, from the latest Arabic music hits to Quranic verses, sometimes intoned by Michael Jackson.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars.
Text messaging is extremely popular. You can get horoscopes and a verse from the Quran delivered daily. Political parties send messages to encourage support for different causes. Children text their parents to let them know they got to school okay. But not all messages are welcome. Iraqi journalist Ali Hamdan says he's received threats by text.
I sent him a text saying you are a coward, tell me what you want. And he replied with a holy verse that said, some of them were killed and others are still waiting. And then he texted the word jihad.
Others have been even more menacing. Things like, leave your home or die. Marwan Ahmed is a civil engineer. He says people are now changing their mobile phone numbers to escape harassment.
I know people who have to change their cell phone numbers every 2 weeks because of the threats. You can find used phones at the market for cheap prices. When you ask why it is so cheap, they tell you the number was abandoned because of the repeated threats.
So far, the threats arrive only as words, but a new service allowing images to be messaged is coming soon. The best-known use of this sort of technology was the filming of Saddam Hussein's execution using mobile phones. But the mobile phone system at the time didn't have the technology to send the images over long distances. With the new technology, however, images can go across the country and across the world. People like Ahmed the engineer fear insurgents will use it to devastating effect.
With the multimedia service, they can send the father pictures of his kidnapped son being tortured, or his hand cut, or eye gouged out. They can send a picture of him being mutilated. That would be really devastating for the family.
Apart from criminals using the technology to negotiate greater ransoms from distraught families, Ahmed worries insurgents could use their phones to film or photograph people leaving their jobs in order to determine who works for the Iraqi government or the Americans.
Everybody is at risk. If you work for a government office as a policeman, they could take a picture of you and send it to insurgents. That would be a disaster.
Mohammed Al-Jabiri is a sales manager for Athir, one of the main mobile phone companies in Baghdad. He says the company now has some 6 million customers and many complaints. Jabiri says his company is worried people will abuse the multimedia technology when it becomes available.
Surely, there will be many restrictions and rules on the use of the service. Maybe mobile phones will be banned altogether inside government offices.
Despite their fears, Iraqis hunger for new technology. And as more families are separated because of the widening violence, they will grab at whatever they can to stay in touch. Jabiri's company advertises the new technology with the slogan, "No matter how far away, your loved one is always close." For some Iraqis, that is worth the risk. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.
And NPR's Israel Rubai and Kais Al-Jalili contributed to this report.